To sing?
No, I'm not going to sing.
All right, I'll try to sing.
Okay, go.
It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets. Yeah.
No, he did not smoke a pack of cigarettes before
it
that.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? I just noticed.
And you don't, you're not sick. You
I'm
don't
not
have
sick.
A cold.
I probably have a cold.
So let's talk about why you sound the way that you sound, Steve.
People may know that you and I do a video thing called Steve and Janet Trying Stuff.
Yeah.
And we try stuff.
We do. All the stuff.
But you didn't want to try this challenge. It's called the Death Nut Challenge.
I stepped out. I bowed out. You put me through a lot of spicy stuff.
Well, we filmed one right before called Spontaneous Combustion Popcorn, which was, I thought was hot. It made you gag.
Uh-huh.
And it even made my eyes burn and my nose run. Then I was going to do the Death Nut Challenge, and you didn't. Said, nope, I'm out. And I'm like, all right, I believe you shouldn't do this anyway.
Right.
This is killing me. It would have killed you.
I sat down in the basement as you did this, just right outside the basement door
Could
in our sitting room.
Me?
Yes. At one point, like, I was like, oh my gosh, the neighbors are going to think I'm beating the crap out of him because he's screaming so dang loud. Thankfully, we saw our next door neighbors.
Saw them leaving earlier.
Hopefully, they went to dinner and weren't there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you said, call the hospital, which,
well,
okay.
I was joking.
Call 911,
and
maybe?
I wasn't. The last nut was already building
the
up.
The last
spices,
nut.
Because there's one.
Sounds
there's five.
Dirty.
There's,
can we
I put that last nut in
my
mouth. it's five peanuts, and each one it gets hotter with each level. And it's this challenge, and there's this whole, I didn't notice till it opened, there's a card, like the rules, and then.
Did you break the rules?
I don't think I did. I didn't drink the milk until the very end. It said no milk, liquid water.
Yeah.
During it. But when it was over, you saw me.
Your eyes were red.
I'm
there was black stuff coming out of your mouth.
I couldn't breathe. When I said, it was so hot that with every breath that I tried to take in, it was.
So you probably need to go buy some Depends.
Because I might poop in the night.
Your stomach.
I might poop on
your
myself.
Stomach is going to be like, what DF, dude?
My mouth is on fire right now.
Fire.
And my nostrils feel swollen.
Yeah.
They feel like there might be, you know, like they opened up and
Google,
nose ran.
Did you Google this challenge before you did it?
I didn't. I probably should have Googled to see I should have watched somebody else take it. But then I might have been afraid to take it. You know what I mean?
You have no fear.
I do.
No, you don't.
I have fear of death. Somebody asked me about this the other day, why I don't ever do any of the stuff that, like when
what?
I'm not working the cruise ships, like bungee jumping or zip lining or
parasailing.
I've never been into that. And I have this fear of death.
Yeah, I don't want you to die, so let's.
But you don't have that. You like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So are you the man in the relationship?
No, I just think, like, you have a son and, like, blood relatives that, like, I have a mom and a dad, a brother, nephew, and another nephew/niece on the way.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I guess if I were in a place where I felt like people really depended on me, I've thought about this.
Yeah, but that's not the reason I do.
But it could be like.
No, I've just all my life been a freak.
You've been scared.
Yeah, like, you know, people go, hey, let's go skydiving.
Like, I know I'm not invincible. I don't want to go skydiving.
I had somebody offer to pay for my skydiving, and I still said no. Because there's just. You know, I've always felt like that there's this, and I've said it before, maybe not on here, but to you about if there's a chance of something going wrong, it's going to happen to me.
Right.
Like the LASIK surgery or you know, having something. I'll be the one that buys the car that breaks down on the high. I'm that one.
Right.
And I've always been like, if I jump out of the plane, I'm going to be the one guy, the parachute will, well, you know, that never happens.
I love the zip lines. I don't think okay, the whole, like, jumping off a platform.
Uh-huh.
Because I did a zip line course twice.
But didn't you have to bungee jump off of it?
At the very end, you had to bungee jump off of a 40, not bungee. It was like it was some type of contraption where when you jumped, it caught you.
Uh-huh.
It didn't jerk you like a bungee.
Oh, okay.
But like jumping off of that tower, like I did not find that enjoyable.
Did you jump or have to be pushed?
The first time I had to be pushed. Uh-huh. The second time I jumped. And it gives me butterflies just talking about it. Because it's just not natural. So jumping out of a plane doesn't seem like something I would enjoy.
Yeah.
But I love zip lines. I love, because you're fully harnessed. But yeah, like you said, if something could go wrong, it probably would go wrong with you.
Right. Like I was on, last week on one of the cruise ships I was working, we were in Labadee, Jamaica.
Labadee.
And they have the zip line where you can, you lay down flat.
Like yeah, Superman.
So you're like, you're flying.
Yeah.
And now I thought, that would look cool. And I thought about maybe trying that. But then again, I think, what is this? This is the one time that the wire
I feel like you should do that the next time you're in Labadee.
Really?
Yes.
Because I always hear about those things about the...
Because they're like $99, though.
Is it? I don't know. I'll check. I don't remember.
Because I remember looking into that. And then when we got there and we're sitting on the beach and I was looking at it, I was like, that's not worth $99. So if you can get an employee discount to do it...
Maybe do that.
Maybe.
But, you know, you always hear about these things.
Do
about
it for the views.
When they go, we were down in Honduras and the bungee jump, and I guess they hadn't inspected it in 5 years. You know, those kind
of... The Labadee is a Royal Caribbean...
That's right.
Set up.
Right. True.
Place.
True.
It's not like real Haiti.
It's not like real Haiti.
No. I think, wasn't it Paul that had the bit about fake Haiti?
Yeah.
Like that legit is fake Haiti because you look and, oh, so bad.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. But it's not that part.
We were on Labadee's beach on Christmas 2017.
Yeah. Did I see Labadee, Jamaica the first time? I think I did.
Oh.
I think it was Labadee, Haiti. You're right.
Yeah.
It's Falmouth. Jamaica.
Yeah. That was on the 26th, the day we exchanged vows.
Right.
Oh, my mom is pissed at you. So mad.
Yeah, tell that story.
Oh, my gosh. So I call my mom every Saturday and Sunday. We keep it to the weekends. And because there's not, if there's something going on in her life, we'll talk during the week. So she knows if something is up, she can call me during the week.
Right.
So the only time she calls me during the week is when something is up. So yesterday she called cause I hadn't called her pretty. And it was because we had a bunch of kids running around the house and we were hanging out with family and stuff. And she called and I was like, I'm sorry, mom. Been a family day. Been pretty busy. How are you? Oh, good. You're good. Okay. I'm good. Okay. Bye. So then this morning I was like, I felt bad. So I'm like, hey, mom, so sorry. Family's gone. It's just Steve and I now. We're getting ready to go enjoy our Sunday fun day. And she's like, oh, well, that's good. How are you guys doing? Oh, we're doing good. So your anniversary is in December, yeah? And I was like,
Yeah?
I don't know. She's not Canadian. and I was like, yes. We got our marriage license on December 12th. We exchanged vows on December 26th. So we have a couple anniversaries. There's like room for.
There's room to move around and play with.
Yeah. And she's like, well, is he going to be home for either of those? And I was like, well, no. And she's like.
She thinks it's wrong.
She's like, that is so not okay. And I was like, mom, it's fine. We're good. What would we do? Go eat food? We can do that any day. And so then she was like, no, that is not okay. He needs to value you more. And I was like, mom, we were together 7 years before we got married. I knew what I was marrying into. I knew that. Many times he misses the birthday. Many times he misses the holidays, but we always end up like making it up. We're fine.
Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that what an entertainer does.
Yeah. When you're working is when most of us are chilling.
Well, yeah. But when I'm working a lot of times is because when other couples want to go do something, you know
what I
mean?
That's what I just said. We're chilling. The rest of us are chilling.
No, I'm talking
working.
About Valentine's Day. Or, you know, because a couple times you're like, oh, that's valid. Yeah, that's because.
That was something I had to adjust to.
Yeah, because couples go out on Valentine's to see things.
Yeah.
We're the entertainers that you go, it's a Valentine's at the club. It's New Year's at the, and you're like, we're going to miss another New Year's together. I have to work.
Yes. It took me a few years, but I got used to it.
Right. But I don't think a lot of people know or understand that.
Right.
That we are the ones that entertain you on the
holiday. Today was like our today could have been considered like an anniversary celebration. We had a lot of fun today.
Yeah, we had
a great
day.
We did the things that we like to do together.
Yes.
But mom does not understand that. And so I like she doesn't work. due to disability, and I snapped at her. I feel a little bad, but I'm not.
How did you say? What? Because you told me immediately when you got off the.
So I was like, you know, I knew what I was getting into. He's my husband, not yours. You need to support my husband, yeah. And the fact that I'm telling you it's okay.
I married him, not you. I think it was one of the things you.
Yes, I married him, not you. He works, I work, and you don't. And I snapped. Oh. It was probably not the best moment in Janet Land. But don't come after my husband. Like,
mm-mm, do not come after my man.
But, like, I feel like I listen to Hillbilly Nerd Talk, and they have banter like this. It's real. Like, and I ended up, like, being like, okay, so now that that's out of the way, how's everything else?
Did you calm down?
Yes.
Did it get better? Was she okay?
No, she was very quiet. And I thought she might call back and, like, apologize, because the last time we had a fight was on my birthday, and she said my face was fat. And she called back and apologized a couple hours later.
I remember that.
Later.
I forgot, yeah.
Broke my heart.
I saw a picture of you. Your face looks fat.
Your face looks fat when your hair's that length. Thanks, Mom. Happy birthday to me. She's not.
She didn't have a filter.
There's no filter. There is no filter.
There's no filter.
Yeah, my dad is like all filter. You never know if he's telling you 100% or not. But
well,
then my mom.
You hear things from your dad like days later.
Months
like,
later.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess the power's been out for.
For a couple
what?
Days.
What?
What? It's 102 degrees.
The dog just squatted and peed right there while we're
transparency doesn't have to. It's on a very old carpet. That's we record
we're
in the
basement.
Basement.
But the
very
dog, while
carpet.
We're doing, she just looked at me. She was looking at me.
Yeah, she's like, "F you, lady."
Wow.
Oh, I was joking because I said lady.
Uh-huh.
But we went shopping today.
Uh-huh.
And the weirdest thing happened. Like, there's stuff. People call you ma'am. People call us ladies when we're out together because uh-huh. they don't look at your face. They just see your beautiful hair.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you tell the story, but I'll say we went to Cabela's.
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 Which is now owned by Bass Pro.
Uh-huh. And because they're getting ready for Christmas. And, man, they are stocked, aren't
stocked.
They? I mean, they've got some cool stuff.
They do.
They have that stuff that I have never seen in a Cabela's before.
But then we were told that is also because Bass Pro bought them
as they're mixing their merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up a Christmas gift for my sister.
Yes.
That's what we went for one thing.
One thing. That was the theme today.
Yeah, the theme today was
but I needed
one
ammo.
Thing.
I needed an ammo box. Mm-hmm. Like, these were things that we needed.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, frivolous.
Yeah, and there is a Derringer that I was looking at that.
This seems very impractical.
It does seem very impractical.
It holds two bullets, and that's it.
Well, it holds a 410 shotgun shell and a bullet. So, I mean, it is a. It is a destroyer kind of gun. But even like the guy selling it was like, I think the kick on this thing would be like just.
Because it's so tiny.
Nasty. It's
like, that energy.
It's a Derringer.
The energy from a shotgun shell?
Yeah.
In that little ball of metal?
Yeah.
It's like maybe 2 inches.
But our
3 inches big.
Our friend Benton.
I've never met Benton.
Oh, you talked to him though, right?
Yes.
Benton
Blunt. He's your friend.
Was it America Got Talent? I think it was America Got
Something
Talent.
Something like that, yeah.
But he got one, and he was telling me, this is great, you got to get one, I love it. And so I went to look at it, and it's expensive too.
It is not cheap. It's like $500, right?
Yeah.
For two bullets.
I think it was $549.
For a thing that holds
two bullets.
I know one's a shotgun shell, but that's how I'm sticking to it.
So anyway, we're walking around. We get ready to check out.
Everything has moved.
Everything has moved, by the way. Everything has moved.
Bass Pro has moved everything.
I couldn't find anything. And even the guy that was helping, he goes, I think they moved it over here, but I'm not sure. But we go to check out, and this is when this happened. Go ahead, and you can.
So we go to check out, and good old John, he's been my cashier in the past, and
I've seen him there before, too.
Yeah. And he was like, do you mind if I ask you a question? And it was like, we never know.
Like,
when it comes to Steve, you never know what that question's going to be.
He goes, you mind if I ask a question if this isn't too personal or something? Or too,
right.
Too embarrassing.
Right. And Steve's like, meh,
yeah,
I'm good. What's up? He's like, is that a wig? What?
You asked me if my hair was a wig. And then he goes, huh, I've never seen hair grow that long.
After you said, nope, it's real. I didn't know hair could grow that long. And I was like, me either. I keep trying to grow this.
And then he was like, he looked at my GoPro.
He kept picking up your GoPro and playing with it. And I was like, some people would not be okay with you touching their stuff. I'm picturing like Dog the Bounty Hunter or someone that has anger issues.
Don't touch my stuff.
Billy Currington, I think, has anger issues. You touch his stuff.
Don't even look at me wrong.
But you handled it so well, Steve. Like, I was like, this could go very badly. Yeah. I didn't know if you would like say something like.
Well, I thought about it, and then I thought, no, I'm just going to.
He's got
go.
Great intentions.
Yeah, my selfie stick will turn into a tripod/tripod/anal bead. It's what it looks like. it does look like, but it's so you can bend it in any direction, wrap it around pipes. It'll do all. It's like an octopus. That's
yeah.
basically.
Yeah.
And he just starts going, "Well, look, it'll do this.
It could go around your head.
It'll go around your head."
He's so like innocent and sweet.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like there are people in this world that could eat him up.
Like, don't touch my stuff.
I walked out like wanting to bubble wrap him. Be like, protect you, John.
Yeah, he's like, I've never seen anything like that before.
I just wanted to love him in a non-sexual way, and like how you love a puppy.
And I like, what was you said? I'm glad he's employed.
I'm like, he needs to like
stay employed.
Keep that job. Because the unemployment rate is like super low here in Denver. Like, 2%.
Because you're HR. That's what you know.
This. I'm in recruiting HR.
Yeah.
And like anyone would probably hire him, but like he's been at Cabela's for quite some time, which mm-hmm. is good. He's got some tenure.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully Bass Pro doesn't like.
Yeah.
I'm like, if John Morris was walking, that's the Bass Pro creator guy. Like, how would John Morris react to this?
Is that because the Bass Pro is from where you are?
Yeah, Springfield, Missouri is the home of Bass Pro. It's the mothership on Campbell and Battlefield.
Oh. Now, I've eaten at the Bass Pro when I've been out on the road. The one, because they put me up at a hotel sometimes
in Springfield?
No, in Florida. It's right next to, I'm sorry. I was thinking about Bass Pro because they have the seafood.
They usually have really good seafood restaurants in the Bass Pro
show. And it was really good.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I mean, I was really surprised how good it was.
I forget which one is in the one in Springfield, but yeah, it was one of the top notch restaurants in Springfield. I think.
I had some
Hemingway's? No.
It's a name like that. It's one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will tell us. Let us know. Whoever's listening, let us know.
It's probably not the same in
everyone. But it's like fish. They had a lot of fish. They had sushi, then mm-hmm. burgers, and I think they had a couple of steaks, I think.
I may have gone on a
But I went for the seafood immediately.
First date when I was a teenager, and someone took me there. I'm like flashing back to that restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, and someone like took me to a shooting range for a first date and then took me to the restaurant. And
How
I
did you not
been
end
around
up with
guns.
That winner?
Because I was like, I've never been around guns. Yeah. Anyway, it prepared me to be like ready for you.
The Bass Pro that I went to in Florida, after I ate, I went ahead and I walked into Bass Pro and started walking around. And they're a lot like Cabela's. They have the gun section.
Yeah. And the stuffed animals.
Yeah. But they had a used AR-15 and that's the rifle that I've showed you a couple times I wanted for Christmas. They had a used one on sale for like $400 and something. And I thought, for a split second, I thought about buying it. But then I thought, how do you get that on a plane?
Couldn't you ship it to yourself?
I guess you could just tell them to maybe ship it. I didn't think. And I thought about it. And I thought, no, I'll just look. They have them used here. Maybe they have them used back in Denver. But that went through my head, though. Buying this rifle might be tough, especially in the next day I got to get on a ship. It's not like I have time to figure out how to get it home. But I probably could have talked to the salesperson.
And they would have helped you with that.
Yeah. But that's still cheaper than that Derringer that only shoots
Two bullets!
What are you looking up? The name of the restaurant?
Nothing.
Or the gun?
No, the gun. What is it? An AR-15?
AR-15.
When I put AR-15 in the Cabela's search engine, it doesn't show up.
Oh, that's giving you the clips and stuff. All right, I'll pull it up for you.
So you do that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, today is October 21st.
Uh-huh.
You know what's 10 days from now?
Do the math.
Halloween? Yay! Good job. This is like one of a lot of people like love this holiday.
I think it's become more of a adult holiday than it even is for kids anymore.
No, we were hanging out with kids yesterday, and they were like jamming to the Halloween life.
That's true.
Don't you think?
They were. Okay, I found it for you.
Thank you. So I wanted to go through, because like one of the big things, you know what I like to do when we're not hanging out with the family and the kids and stuff, I like to avoid the trick-or-treaters. If you notice, I haven't bought the candy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have done in the past, I had a basement that had like a nice cinema room.
Uh-huh.
And I would go down there and watch like Halloween movies.
And hide from the trick-or-treaters?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Pooh Bear and I would be like watching Halloween movies. And so as we prepare for Halloween, because you're going to be here, but we're not going to be hanging out with the family.
Right, but we're going to give out candy, aren't we? I was watching...
Don't have any candy.
Well, we can get some candy.
We got candy in the big old thing. We got, like, lots of, like, European candy.
We could probably give out some of the best European candy in the neighborhood. Stuff. And, but I was watching Jenna Marbles.
Yeah?
And she was making the toothbrush.
Yeah, we're going to a Halloween party next Saturday.
But she was saying when she was making this costume that she was doing it because she is past the age of wanting to go to parties, that she likes to just sit and hand out
candy. I think she has, like, some antisocial.
She said, I really enjoy handing out candy, and so I want to make this costume so I can hand it. And you don't like handing out candy.
It's fine. It's, like...
Do you not like to see the little kids in the costume, you know, or the excitement of their faces, or...
Okay, we'll do it.
No, I'm asking as a psychology question. Why do you think it's not been your, like, yeah, I love seeing those little kids. It's not a...
I just feel like it's very... Oh, how cute! Oh, you're just the cutest little Batman since the last one!
So you think you're being fake?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And they don't care. They just want candy. Like, you see the kids, they're like, trick-or-treat. And you're, like, trying to have it. Like, I'm trying to, like, have a conversation that's fake. And they're like, I just want the effing candy, lady. You know?
Well, I don't remember if we talked about this, but last year at this time.
I'm pretty sure we did. But, yeah, go ahead.
Was when we got the ring. Have we talked about this before?
The ring doorbell.
The ring
Not
doorbell.
Not sponsored. But if you want to sponsor us, sir.
Yeah, please do. And. I had just hung up the ring doorbell, and I told you all the kids were coming over to the neighborhood. They all were going to go out.
They were.
All the kids were coming over.
Yeah, our whole family. Yeah.
The whole family.
They were coming
out.
And you were like, well someone should stay.
Stay here and give up.
I was like, no, this is an experience. You need to experience this.
You need to, because all the families here were all going.
And I was like, I'll stay. And you're like, no, you need to experience. I was like,
yeah,
okay.
You need to have the, I was
wait.
Like, you need the
I was like, wait,
time.
Stop. We have the ring freaking doorbell. We can lock our door,
put the candy out,
and there will be motion sensors at our door.
Yeah.
It was so funny. The first time someone walked up to our door, we're out and about trick-or-treating. Steve had never used the ring
ever.
App.
I never used it before.
So, like, he sees people, and he was like, hey, hey, just talking to his phone without hitting the talk button.
I forgot. Yeah, you have to hit the talk button so they can hear you. And I'm like, the kids aren't paying any attention to me. These kids are not paying any. But once I figured it out, then it got even better. Because the kids didn't know. They didn't know. I'm like, only take one piece. And you see them look around like, what?
But then the funny part was, we get back to the house. We're like, after the trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And like... We were in the house. We see some ring motion, and we go out, and all the big kids had then hit.
Yeah.
And they took, like,
the teenagers had just raided. They didn't care. They stole. I mean, they didn't just take a piece. They didn't take three or four. They stole the candy.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
But I guess I didn't. I thought we were in the house. I don't need to be the getaway and only take.
It was fun, though.
But that's, if you have a ring.
The Ring doorbell.
You definitely should.
It's worth it, right? Don't you pay like pennies a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, so the whole point of the story, back in the day, we can hand out candy. Just, you need to go buy some this week because I've been avoiding that. Or you need to reevaluate reevaluate our stock.
We've got so much good candy. There's so much.
We can give it away. We don't eat it.
Okay.
Just not the cinnamon sticks. We keep those.
We got a lot of Chinese candy and Japanese candy.
Yeah, it's fun. The parents
made what if people get home? The kids get home and they're like, you can't even read this. Somebody's trying to poison our kids with Ching Pao Ming Tao candy.
Does my Asian nail lady live in our neighborhood?
I don't know. We should take it to her and say, read this to me. What am I giving the kids?
Does this say poison? Okay, anyway, but back in the day, I would like stay in the basement and watch Halloween movies. So I wanted to talk about
back to that.
Some of the best Halloween movies of all time. Okay. What is your all-time favorite Halloween movie?
Or
scary movie?
Halloween. The movie Halloween.
Boom! That's number one. And they just did a remake of the movie 40 years after.
Yeah. Michael Myers. The remake, because I had an alert
million,
today.
Right?
$77 million.
Oh, okay.
$77 million.
It was on track to make $80
million. Yeah. It's the... It's the high. It may do better by the end of the weekend.
And it's 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't like scary movies. I know. Back in the day, I would watch scary movies in my basement. But not now. We can hand out candy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I might have to check out the new. Maybe I'll
have you ever watched Flowers in the Attic?
No, but I know about the kids that are trapped, locked in the attic or
and
whatever.
They get the powdered donuts with poison on them? Oh, my God. That was the scariest movie. It was the first scary movie I ever watched. And it's like,
Wasn't it a book? It was a book.
Yeah.
And
then Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's a classic. Like, that's one of those movies.
I don't think of that as Halloween to me. That was just
look at that makeup.
I know, but that to me isn't Halloween. That was just a rock and roll midnight movie. But see, Halloween movies have to have a Halloween theme to them. I don't remember that. Did that have like we were driving Halloween night and the car broke down?
I haven't been able to make it through it because it was a little too late.
Yeah. So these Halloween movies are scary movies for Halloween.
Like The Exorcist.
Yes.
I haven't watched that.
One of the scariest movies you'll ever see.
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
That was a good one.
That is one I would watch.
Yeah. I would watch that again.
The Craft. Now, when I found this list, I was like, I loved that movie. I remember when like she turned her hair blonde. Do you remember that scene?
No, I don't remember that. I remember remember the movie because it had a lot of people that went on to become stars.
Yeah.
I remember when it came out, I'm like, I don't know any of these people in this.
Right. So I remember The Craft. It was from 1996. So I was like 15. Mm-hmm. So it was like my jam. Totally my jam. Now, The Nightmare Before Christmas is the next one on the list. And that was not, I don't like those type of movies. I don't know what it's called.
Animation, claymation, kind of
the Tim Burton
stop motion.
Yeah, not a big fan.
I was not a big fan of that one either. Now that Brawl movie that just went by, I don't know what that was. Caroline.
What about Scream? Yeah, Caroline was like another animated.
I never saw that.
I kept scrolling.
Oh, that's why you moved by.
Yeah.
Scream. I liked.
The first one.
The original Scream.
I love the original Scream.
Yes, because.
But the others after that got stupid.
Yes, because they were basically just another way to say the mask and people die.
Mm-hmm.
This one was like you had to figure out what was going on.
And it was directed by Wes Craven.
Scream was?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember liking the first one and then the second one and the third one and the fifth one and the tenth one. I just wasn't into it.
Wes Craven. You know who Wes Craven is?
He's an author, right?
No, he's a director. But he's done – Wes Craven is the ultimate horror guy. He did Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
He's done so many horror movies.
Scream was fun. Again, in 96. Maybe that's when I started paying attention to movies.
Wasn't the Scream written by
– It was written by Kevin Williamson.
Yeah, that's the guy that did the TV show that you like with the
– Riverdale?
The crying – you know, the crying meme guy with the big forehead – The actor that you like.
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. He wrote Dawson's...
With the big forehead? Well,
you know that guy, what's his face, with the giant forehead?
James Vanderbeek?
Yeah, James Vanderhead.
Oh, my God.
But he makes the best crime face. That's the one. But he wrote that.
Okay. All right. Have you ever heard of The Witches? It's from 1990, a little bit before my time.
Nope, never heard
Angelica
of
Houston is in top form as Miss Ava Ernst. So I feel like that's something we need to check out.
Okay.
Did you watch Rosemary's Baby?
Yes, I did see that.
1968. You were only 12.
I did. Oops. But I didn't see it. Sorry. That's okay. That's all right. I don't care. I didn't see it when it came out.
Okay.
I saw it later. And it's one of the best, like, scary, you're having the devil's baby is what basically.
Oh, dear.
It's really good.
And then number 11 on this list is Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. Mm-hmm. Number 12, we're going to see next Friday night in the theaters because it's the 25th anniversary.
Of Hocus?
Of Hocus Pocus.
I can't believe it's been 25 years.
I know. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, who you hate. They play comedic divas or witches. Yeah.
I didn't hate this movie. I remember seeing it when it came out, and I was trying to figure out what the tone of the movie was supposed to be.
It's just wacky.
Because it's supposed to be scary, tone. But then the witches are they're not very bright.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're kind of dingy. And, especially Sarah Jessica Parker's character.
Yeah. And I didn't know this till later on, until I watched it again. You know, the kid that's in the movie is from NCIS.
Yeah.
Proby.
Yeah. That's awesome. So we're having a potluck at work, and we had to sign up for what we're going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed up as Janet, and I used the last name, the cat's name as my last name.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, who?
The cat from Hocus Pocus?
I was like, yes. I can't remember it right this moment, but I was like, Hocus Pocus. And then, like, the next day, my coworker's like, hey, Janet, did you know that they're showing Hocus Pocus in local theaters? And I was like, oh, no.
And you text me, you're home. You want to go see it in the theater?
And you said yes. Yeah. So you're going to
humor me. Popcorn.
Yeah, I know. Fun Size from 2012. I know nothing about that.
What's that say? I know nothing about that one.
2012 comedy, didn't get much love in theaters, but if you're looking for a Halloween-themed, teen-centered answer to The Hangover, this is your best bet, featuring Victoria Justice as a girl who loses her little brother while trick-or-treating. Fun Size is light on frights, but makes up for it with surplus of dirty jokes, gross-out gags, and other adult themes.
I might have checked that one out. Oh, the next one was one of my favorite scary movies.
Friday the 13th, that came out before I was born.
Yeah, 1980. I was, this movie was really scary.
I don't want to watch it. I've never watched it.
Like, nothing like this before. And this is one of the movies that I don't, after I saw this, I started not caring for these kind of movies because I'm a big monster. I love scary movies.
I used to.
Like monster. I love like Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman. Yeah,
like
that was a monster. That was a Dracula, a creature from the Black Lagoon, because I always thought they're not real.
Yeah.
But movies like Friday the 13th.
Seemed a bit too real.
Yeah, you know, ding dong, real. Ding dong, somebody hits you in the head with an axe.
Yeah, you gotta, like, in my opinion, for me to enjoy it, there has to be a line where it doesn't feel real.
Right. Like Dracula, the bat flying into your bedroom, and then turning it, you know, you're like, that's creepy, but it's not going to happen to me.
Oh, I hope.
Which when they started doing these axe in the forehead or Final Destination, where they would get chopped up with a chainsaw or something. Did you ever see Hostel?
No.
I don't know if this is on the list or not, but Hostel was one that I almost couldn't watch. I remember this. That was pretty good.
Practical Magic in 1998.
Yeah, I saw that. That's what
it's a rom-com.
Yeah, wouldn't it Nicole Kidman? No.
It might be Sandra Bullock.
I know, but I think there was two.
Yeah, it does say Nicole Kidman and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disturbia?
I saw that. That was good. Did you ever see that?
No.
It was kind of a has to stay in his – he's like under house arrest.
Okay.
And he sees a murder.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
LaBeouf.
And he sees a murder, he thinks, next door. And he's trying to get his friends to help him figure out if that's what was going on.
Yeah. Halloween H2O 20 years later.
I didn't like that one. I saw that one.
I didn't see it.
Like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Again. Now she's 40 years later doing it again.
Well, you know. Scary Movie?
Didn't see that. Did you?
I did. What it was 2000. That was my first year in college. I think it was one of the first movies I went to after going away to college. And it's stupid. It's kind of like...
Well, it's a parody.
It's a parody of the Scream movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I Know What You Did Last Summer. So Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer, super like intense.
Yeah.
And like Scary Movie, like... Was because they had like several Scary Movies as well as the Screams.
Right. They started doing parodies, a parody of the parody.
So Scary Movie, the original, I feel like that's a movie we should watch together because I thought it was funny.
Okay.
But after the first one, again, like
then
Scream.
Then it got stupid.
Yes. Donnie Darko.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
I saw it. It's
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah. See, it's 2001.
I was in college, broke.
This movie, came out, a plane crashes into the house. There's or an engine falls off a plane into a house.
Oh my gosh, that was right around 9/11.
Yes. And that's why this movie did not do well. It's a really good movie. It's really dark. It's really good. But they didn't get the distribution because of that.
Did you watch The Fly?
I did.
Brindle Fly.
Yeah, he was naked.
He's naked.
That's Ew. Jeff Goldblum.
Ew, I don't know that I want to see him naked.
Well, you only see his like butt. But
he was very thin.
He was very it was so good. They did the best transformation of him turning into a fly. Like
it showed, 1986.
Yeah, it showed his like teeth were falling out.
How did they do that?
Great special effects of the time. His fingernails were fall where he was like biting his nail and it came off in his mouth.
I don't want to watch that. Nope. Nope, too real. It Follows in 2014.
I have not seen that, but the reviews were really good. It was an independent film that made a bunch of money.
The Babadook.
Never heard of that at all. What does that say?
I don't even know.
Is it a?
It's an Australian thriller.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ring. I watched the original The Ring in 2000. Yeah. I watched
I have never seen The Ring. I know it's based on a Japanese horror movie.
The Ringu.
Oh, okay.
A remake of the Japanese hit The Ringu. Or Ringu. The Ring breathed new life or death into urban legend-based horror. I watched the first one. I think there were a couple, right?
Naomi Watts was in that.
Yeah. Super scary.
Really?
It was one of the movies that made me go, I'm done with scary movies. This is too real.
Really?
Backing away. I used to watch, like, I used to love, I lived in my grandma's basement, and she was, like, playing bingo or, like, going to bed at 10 o'clock, and at the time, I was working in a bar, so on nights I was off, well, even on nights when I was off, I wouldn't wake up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be like, I'll eat something, grandma's a bingo, I'll watch a scary movie, and I'd go to the Blockbuster, and...
Show at your age.
Yeah, and rent a movie, and I would love that feeling, knowing, like, subconsciously, I'm safe. I know where the guns are in this house. I don't know how to use them at the time, but I knew where they are. And I'm fine. And so, like, I would rent the scary movies, being alone in the basement in the house, uh-huh. like, loving that feeling. And The Ring was, like, one of the first ones I went, ugh. I don't like this.
I may have to check that one out then. Would you watch it again, or is that one shot I should watch by myself?
No, we can watch it again.
Okay.
But, yeah. The new ones I'm a little scared about. The Conjuring?
Conjuring. I did see that. I think you saw that with me. I think that's one of the ones we went to the screening that you were like, didn't care for it.
Don't like the scary movie.
This is one of those they call the jump shocks, or where it'll make you actually go, ugh, and jump in your chair.
I don't like that. Cabin in the Woods?
Cabin in the Woods. I saw that. It was good. It wasn't great. I'm not a fan of Cabin in the Woods.
The Purge. We keep hearing about The Purge.
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
People like it. People have told me they really enjoy it. And they've made now several of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen any of them, so I can't.
A Quiet Place?
Yes. Really good. Quiet Place is really good.
Have I seen this?
You may not have seen it.
No, I don't think so.
I saw it at the ship.
Get Out?
Get Out, I have not seen. I heard it's good. You know, it was the director, is it on there? He was Oscar nominated.
Nope.
Yeah, Jordan Peele. See right there? Jordan Peele.
Oh, I thought that was the guy played. Okay.
It was, so this actually got nominated. Ooh. This movie's supposed to be really good.
The Strangers?
I saw that. I enjoyed it. Remember yesterday we went over to drop the kids off at Dylan's house? That's the sequel to this one.
Oh.
The Strangers. The Strangers is really good. If you like creep. But again, that's the one of those that could really happen.
Yeah, I don't
that's
like
that.
That's
one of the ones
like
that they come into your house.
Annabelle? It's about a doll,
yeah,
it appears.
We saw Annabelle. You may not, but the doll that was possessed, it was one of the movie screeners we went to, where they had to capture the doll and they put it in the haunted museum at the very end. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have a really bad memory, obviously. I gotta check myself out. The Addams Family.
I saw that. That was good. What,
that was
91?
91.
Wow. That was good. That was a good version of the Addams Family.
Halloween Town?
Nope. Never seen it. Who's in that?
Debbie Reynolds.
Was it, what's it saying? Read me underneath it.
Debbie Reynolds plays a witch grandmother. What more do you need to know is what it says under the photo. The Disney Channel original tells the story of a young girl who doesn't know she's destined to be a witch and a town where supernatural beings can lead normal lives. I think I did see that.
Did you?
It sounds like something I watched.
Well, I know they made a bunch of those because I've seen them in the stores of like Halloween Town, Return to, Revisit, Back to...
Yeah. So those are some movies.
If you're looking for Halloween movies to watch.
If you're looking for Halloween movies to watch. We haven't really talked about this, but we've been invited to a Halloween party next Saturday.
Yeah, you mentioned that, and I'm like, oh, okay.
It's at Ashley De Lorenzo's.
Do we need to costume?
Oh, yes.
We do?
So she was telling me all about this last weekend when I went to her son's first birthday party. Mm-hmm. They pulled out the fog machines from their college days. It's going to be live. Ooh. So I feel like you could wear your chicken suit.
Okay. I've got a couple of costumes.
I have a mask and you have your dog suit.
I have a dog costume.
We have stuff here we'll be able to pull off.
Yeah.
At work, which is on Halloween, I'm going to be a Powerpuff Girl with my two other
girls. Have to buy a Powerpuff costume?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was
I wouldn't know what they look like.
It was stuff you could buy, like a dress, white leggings. And
do they have bows or hats or something? Don't the girls?
Well, I'm gonna wear my hair up. It's just gonna be up.
Okay. I remember a giant bow. I think
one of them has that.
Okay.
And I think that's
not
person,
the one you're gonna be.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not blonde. I'm Bubbles.
I don't know who that is.
We'll
have to call that up and look at it.
Yeah. So for Halloween, you want to hand out candy?
Yeah, I'd like to hand out candy, and then I'm gone the next day. The very next day.
I wasn't prepared for that.
You're not?
No.
Oh. Yeah, November 1, then I...
So in 11 days, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
For a long, long time, right? Do you ever come home?
I don't think I come home till January.
I feel like you might, but I probably...
We probably should, while I'm home next week, record 4 or 5 of these. Like, we should just, every chance we get, record a podcast, and put it in the can. Because, I'm going to be gone a lot.
I don't like it. My mom hates it,
but I don't like it. She hates it.
We got to talk about the Powerball Mega Million stuff.
Yes, it's...
It's historical right now.
At this point, whatever day we're recording this...
It could have been won by now, but, as of today,
right
it
now,
has not.
It is $1.6 billion, with a B, billion dollars.
Yes. And you went and bought our most recent Powerball tickets.
Well, I bought 5. We'll have to tell your story on this, too. I went to the gas station because I had a Powerball ticket that I needed to check on. And I bought $20 worth of tickets for a 400-something million, and I won $2. $2.
Right.
But Powerball, there's a Mega Million, they say, could be $2 billion.
Well, combined, according to the article I found, the Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots have grown to be a combined $2.2 billion.
Wow.
That's 2,200 millions. A sum greater than the GDP of 27 countries.
Yes, you could win that.
If you won and didn't pay taxes, $2.2 billion would almost be enough. But only $150 million is probably what you'd walk away with, right?
Well, I heard that if you won the bill, because earlier before, like last night when the one won, it was almost $1 billion. And they were saying after taxes, you would walk away with about $400 to $500 million.
So the Powerball jackpot is now at $620 million. The Mega Millions jackpot is $1.6 billion, a new record. It's the largest lottery jackpot in history. We have our tickets. Now, this is what happened. We went to a grocery store.
Well, I'll start the story and then you tell it. We have a grocery store by our house. It's a superstore. And we don't go there because it's out of the way. Most people wouldn't worry about it being out of the way. But it is a mega store. And so we were driving by last night and I said, can we just stop and walk through? Let's just walk through the superstore.
I'm not good at that.
Remember, that's what I said. Let's just walk through the superstore. And she's like, all right, it'll be midnight before we get home. And
I did say, it's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it is huge. And we get in there. And first thing Janice says, where's the cart?
We had to get but I got a mini cart.
Yeah. And we checked out with $200. $202. But
they were having a wine sale.
We saved $71.
They were having a wine sale.
They were having a wine sale, which if you bought 12 bottles of wine, you got 20% off of each bottle. But yes, you had to buy 12 to get the 20% off to each bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I talked Janet into doing that. She didn't want
to. I didn't want to.
I don't drink, so it didn't matter to me. But I wanted her to go do this because I've been after her to do this feature on her podcast.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Yes. Two girls and a bottle of wine. How long have you been doing this podcast?
Oh, goodness.
3-4 years now? Longer?
Are you kidding me?
Longer.
I've been at my current job for 2 years. I started it like my first year of my last job. So about five, 6 years.
5-6 years. Okay. But all this time I've been after her because you need this feature since it's two girls and a bottle of wine. You need this feature where you spotlight a wine every month or every podcast.
And I always know.
I should probably do that. I know you probably. Well, last night when I said, look, let's do this. $10 and under. You can buy. They got this thing on sale. They're offering to you. Let's do it. I'll pay for it. Just make it.
Yes.
So you got 12 bottles of wine. They're all under
$10.
Under $10.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to have this feature. Did you decide what you're going to call it? Like
wine
on a dime or buzz on a budget? Or
wine on a dime.
Wine on a dime?
Or buzzing on a budget.
Yeah.
I'll ask my cohort, Amber, what she thinks of the two.
Yeah. And you guys can comment, too. What do you think is a good title for a feature for wine under $10?
Yeah.
Wine on a dime or buzz on a budget. There was another one, too, wasn't it?
Those are the two.
Those are two you like?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. So you're going to do that. Are you just going to taste? How are you going to do it on the show? Are you just going to taste the wine? Are you going to give like a review or just
going to say? Drink it.
But are you going to give a review
yes,
of it?
Yes, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about the wine. All of the wine is sitting right behind you with wine glasses
mm-hmm.
next to that.
Uh-huh.
And we're all set.
And we picked out the wine
based on the label.
The label. Only on the label. Was it about the quality or the...
Nope. What,
doesn't matter if it was a Merlot or a...
I'm not a big red fan. She's not a big white fan. But there's about mix of
there's
each.
A quite big mix.
Yeah.
But we just started looking. Look at this from the label. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. This is a funny name. This is...
Yes.
Because I think, and you've heard this before, that people have said that some cheap wines...
Can be the best.
Could be the best. They are, can be as good. You've heard that about makeup.
Yeah.
I'm not, as a guy, I shouldn't even be knowing this, but they say, I've seen things that they say,
some of it
sometimes cheap makeup is just as good as...
It's called a dupe.
It's called a what?
A dupe.
Why do they call it that?
Because it's like a duplication of the more expensive wine.
Is it made by
not wine, makeup.
Is it made by the same companies and they just sell it by their names? Or
no, you find like this really expensive makeup and you a lot of the beauty gurus try and find the dupe to that.
Yeah, because I only know that because I've seen the videos.
I make you watch the YouTubes.
Right.
So we did that, and we bought other things.
Mm-hmm. And so We're getting ready to check out at this super, super duper mega store. It's called the King Supers, by the way, if you live in Colorado. It's the Super King Super.
Yeah.
And it's exactly
like a Kroger brand.
It's exactly like the HEB in Texas. That's what I would describe it to you. Say when you go in there, you're blown away. There's things you've never heard of. There's products you've never seen before. And you were like, wow. And that's why we started buying.
Yes.
All right. While we're getting checked out, I said, why don't you go over and get us some Mega Million tickets? And she goes, how many? And I go, well, get us $10 worth. And
he hands me a 20.
A 20. So she comes back and says,
I think I broke it. I don't know what I did. You said 10. I put in a 20. And you said get 10.
Get 10. I meant 5. Get $10 worth. Get $10.
Yeah, you didn't say dollars. Yeah. You said get 10. And so I was like, I put my money in and I was like, oh, I have $20. He gave me $20. So I hit the $20 button. And then it prints out, and I was like, oh, shoot, that wasn't 10, that was 20. So you wanted me to get $10 worth, so that would have been five at the multiplier.
Yeah, but it's $2 a ticket.
I didn't know what
I was doing. You came back, I don't know what I'm doing. I think I spent all 20. I spent all 20.
I didn't know.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But now we have a better chance of winning.
Well, yeah.
We've had quite the weekend. It's been quite fun.
It's been a good weekend.
Yeah. Like, we wake up, we go, and then we crash hard.
We got up early today on Sunday, and we filmed...
When he says early.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock is not early for Janet.
For the rest of the world? Or
like, the rest of the world. Like, 8 o'clock was like, oh, I slept in. Life is good.
I guess up to you, that is sleeping in.
Yeah, we got up and sleeping in.
We started filming. We did three trying videos.
Before we left.
And I said, we were going to do the podcast earlier in the day. When I go, the day is so beautiful.
We have to
Gotta get out. We just have to get out. And we'll record when we come home.
Yes.
We come home. And on the way back, I thought, there's two videos that we need to shoot because I keep putting it off. And that's when I got this.
The spicy.
I'm feeling better, but my chest is burning.
Great. Great.
It's not like a heart attack. I can just feel the heat from in my esophagus.
Oh, good.
You know, like.
That's
like
great. Your esophagus is being burnt.
Yeah.
Good. That's great. Great.
I'm not feeling 100%. That's what I wanted to tell you. I'm not 100%.
So no sexy time tonight. That's what that means. He shut the door.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Oh. I just don't want to touch myself with hot.
I don't want you to touch me with that. A flaming vagina is not fun. It might sound like a fun shot, but not a
fun. I think there's a band called Flaming Lips or something.
Oh, and they mean, oopsie.
Yeah.
So this was our podcast.
Did we make it an hour?
We almost did. Yeah, it's good.
Where are we?
We're at 53.
Oh, what? That's close enough.
You know what's different than most podcasts? Typically, Steve is in the
captain chair. You're driving tonight. You're over there in the big chair with the computer.
You were burning your esophagus while I was preparing for the podcast.
True.
And I was like, yes.
Yeah. So this was fun.
This was
a nice Halloween edition. Ooh. What should we call this one? The Halloween movies, or should we just say my penis is on fire? Or burning vagina? You already said that once.
I don't even know.
Because you need a title that's good and a clickbait at the same time. I'm horrible at those.
I am too.
I'm horrible at clickbait titles.
Maybe Flaming Vagina.
Who do you watch in your videos that you think is the best
I like see clickbait titles and go, no.
Like, what is a clickbait title that you've seen that like...
Like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened to us.
Right. Or, oh my God, I think this might be the last video we ever shoot for YouTube.
We know who we're talking about. I feel like we're both talking about the same group.
The same people.
I'm about to unfollow them. Stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
I've got to tell you a secret. And then the face looks like they're about to cry.
Yeah. And it's like, they've had drama in their past. So you're like, wait, but not anymore.
Yeah. Nope. It started to be like, quit crying wolf kind of thing.
But that's how they live their life.
Do we want to say who it is?
Nope.
Okay.
But I do want to recommend a docuseries that I just recently finished watching on YouTube sponsored. Shane Dawson did a docuseries about Jake Paul, and I was not a big Jake Paul fan. I had heard the name.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, this was very well done in Shane's part.
You've been after me to watch it, and I've watched the first one and part of the second one, and it drew me in.
So many developments.
It's so many levels, and it's so well done.
And it
done.
Just keeps
it's
getting
so
better.
Well, I've never been a big Shane Dawson person.
I never watched him before. I'm now subscribed to him and Jake Paul.
Yeah, but it's so well shot and edited. It's more like a real TV show than somebody's YouTube channel.
Yeah. And Shane is one of those people that started doing YouTube videos back when he was a teenager. He's 30 years old now, so he's evolved in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
he went through that whole thing of regular YouTubing, like, oh, look, I'm doing balloons on my head. Or it's can I eat 100 chicken nuggets? And it was all that. And now he started to be like delving into other people's lives.
Right.
Well, how did he get into that? Do you know? Because, like, I'm going to go interview Bunny at Graveyard Girl and find out why.
He may have just had an epiphany and was like, there's other YouTubers going through what I'm going through. And that's where Bunny came involved. And then, like, it was like, okay, I don't like Jake Paul. Why don't I like Jake Paul? Is he a sociopath? Yeah.
And then people really got after it. They didn't want Shane to do it because they're like, do not make him a star. Quit talking about his videos. He's a bad person. He's a psychopath.
Yeah. A sociopath.
Sociopath. No, they said psychopath, didn't
At
they?
At one point. But the whole thing was, is he a sociopath?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very eye-opening.
So check it out. How many videos? You've already watched the entire thing.
I don't even know. But there's like 5 or 6.
Okay.
It's very lengthy. It takes some time out of your life, but I don't miss that time. On the elliptical, I was on the elliptical most of the time watching them. And now I'm like, what am I going to watch on the elliptical tomorrow?
Huh. Let's start a new one. Well, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Tell them how to find us.
You can find us on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, The Wrinkled Sheets. Twitter, Wrinkled Sheets, the number one. Instagram, Wrinkled Sheets. We never post.
Oh, which one? Instagram, Wrinkled Sheets? No, we don't post them. We have it. We don't
You can
post
find Steve McGrew everywhere.
Yeah.
You can find me, PinkBarb27, or Parker Princess Colorado, CO.
Yeah. You do. You have a nice Instagram.
Yeah. So it's the Parker Princess CO.
Yeah. All right, guys. Till next time.
Bye.